I just want to draw your attention back to that picture at Bifur Carroll's with the kids with the caution tape in front of it, okay? And Adrian was like, who took this photo? But I made a remark and Auntie Karen got it, but I was saying, caution, we are on fire for the Holy Spirit. So, you know, we are truly on fire. Are you on fire?
Yeah.
Did you ever think you'd come into church today singing happy birthday to yourself?
Yeah.
Who said yes? Really? I didn't. Doesn't it make you happy? Doesn't it make you joyful? Especially in this Christmas season. And that Christmas truly is just about Jesus. It's not about anything else. It's all about the cross, as the song says. The picture up there with Pastor Joseph and with Daniel, and in the background, I don't know if you saw it, said, like us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Did anyone observe that?
Yeah.
Even just as I saw that, I was actually, wow, God likes what we're doing.
Yeah.
You don't need to be liked on Facebook because God likes it, and that's the ultimate like that you can ever get. Amen?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah.
And that's my message. No, that's not my message. Okay, my message today. Kids, you will love it. Children, you will love it. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
My message today is called 2018, the year of wow. Wow. Yeah, you listen, you pay attention, and you will find out what the year of wow is, okay? Okay, let's move on to the next slide, Isaac. So over this whole year, I started off by sharing on 7th of January 2018. My first message was, new year, new you, new me, new us. Can we repeat that together? New year, new you, new me, new us. And we're talking about, you know how sometimes we make New Year's resolutions that we want to do, whatever we make a New Year's resolution, I want to lose 5 kilos, I want to go to the gym, but it ends up falling flat in the first month. No, I'm the only one that's made that. But, you know, I was thinking about this message again. It was going through my head, new year, new you, new me, new us. And it was talking about the family of God, that we are to be new. Start off the year, you, new. Start off the year with that fire, with that clickety click, 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 click. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Can you start off? Can you click? Can you click? Yeah. Start off the year with the click. Start off the year fresh, on fire, okay? And then I moved on to the 25th of February. A heart that pleases God to run the race. And is it to run the race well, or is it to run the race and fall flat on your face at the 10-meter mark? You want? Okay, who wants to run the race and fall flat on their face on the 10-meter mark? Not me. Not me. I want to run the race well. I want to cross that finish line. I want to be first. That's my aim. Okay? And then I shared, a heart that pleases God is about childlike faith. And this was very interesting because this is where I shared my story, I guess, about how as a child, discipline actually is love. Whoa. All the kids go quiet. A smack is actually your parents' love for you. Whoa. Ouch. Ouch. Does that hurt? So when our authorities, they go smack.
Ouch.
Your parents, spiritual parents, smack.
Ow.
Ow. But is it good for you?
Yeah.
It's good for you. The ow is a good thing, okay? I moved on into a heart that pleases God, a willingness to learn and to grow. The best thing about being a child of God is your willingness to learn and grow. Because none of us here have reached perfection, but we are striving towards it, but we haven't reached it yet.
No.
My last message was, out with the old, in with the new. Do you see kind of two messages here that relate towards each other? The first and the last?
Yeah?
Do you see how there's a bit of a correlation?
Yes.
Let me move on to the next one. Next slide. You will love this. So what has 2018 brought so far? This is kind of a reflection message, if you put it this way. What has 2018 brought so far? Wow! Wow! Can you say that with me?
Wow!
Do your eyes pop Write this down. You will love it. Wow. W-O-W is World of Wonder. World of Wonder. So W-O-W is talking about the World of Wonder. The world is awaiting for us to rise up because they need an answer. Each and every one of them need an answer, and they're wondering, where am I going? What is going on here? What is going on? And you know what they're waiting for? They're waiting for the wow. Good, they're waiting for the wow. And who would bring that wow to them? Definitely been a wild year for both Dino and myself. Yeah. It's been our first year of marriage, and also it's a wow for the church as well.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready to go on this journey with me, church?
Yeah.
Okay. The next one. A significant day for Evangelical Christian Fellowship happened in 2018. Do you know what it was?
Wow.
Wow.
Does anyone know what it is?
Wow.
No? Do you want to know what it is?
Wow.
Let's see whether you can figure it out from this picture.
Is
that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
You get it?
Wow.
Yeah. What is it?
Wow.
Bison. Bison! Yeah. On the 2nd of July, 2018, I think that says 6:30,
wow,
we purchased Bison. Is that not a wow?
Yeah.
Bison.
For Evangelical Christian Fellowship, it was such a wow, such a significant day,
yeah,
such a significant year for us, okay?
Yeah.
You know, we've been praying for a building for so long,
wow,
and God provided it in the most extraordinary way,
yeah,
a way that we could not even think or imagine, but God provided it beyond what we even needed, beyond, He knows we need even more, but He's just like, Bison is yours.
Yeah.
Take it. Claim it. Let's go on. Number one, what have I learned from 2018 and this year being a wow year? 2018, number one, I'm going to tell you a question.
Wow.
No. That our God truly is a creative God.
Yeah.
You know, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, we all know this scripture. But it really hit me in the face kind of thing this year with the wowness of God. Put it that way. It's not really a word, but I just made it.
Wow.
So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. Who was the greatest creator of all?
Wow.
God.
Zachary?
Wow.
No. God is the greatest creator of all. He made the sun, He made the moon, He made the humpback whale. He made the dogs, He made the puppies, He made everything. But His greatest creation, the thing that He said that is very good, was man. Was each and every one of you. So look at each other and say, you are God's greatest creation.
You are God's greatest creation.
And say it with a bit more oomph, because I don't think you really believe it today.
Yeah.
So that is a creative gift that you have. Do you know I can't draw a person? My greatest person is a stick figure, and even that, the fingers are off balance. But God says I am created, because I am made in His image and His likeness. So what I lack in my drawing abilities, I will have it somewhere else, okay? It's not my drawing. I'm not good at drawing. But you are good at drawing, right? So each and every one of us have a different creative gift.
Yeah.
And that's really made me go, wow, God the Creator, His image, His likeness in me has made me also creative in one aspect or another. Mm. Isn't that really cool?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Let's go to the next picture. Anyone know what that is?
Wow. The torch.
Not sure. No.
I specifically wear which church? Notre Dame, correct, Grace. Correct. It's in Notre Dame in Paris, okay? Wow. Well, what did you think when you first saw that picture?
Wow.
Do something else.
You think, wow, that looks really pretty, right?
Wow!
Who would have made that?
Wow!
Okay, not Jesus, okay? Someone made it, a man made it. I don't know what his name is,
okay?
Okay, so this is a stained glass window in Paris. It's very beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you know what? Only man created this. Do you want to see something even better than this?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Are you ready to go on this roller coaster with me?
Yeah.
That just goes up.
It never comes down.
Let's have a look at the next picture.
Wow.
Do you remember when we went to the observatory this year?
Yeah.
Was that amazing?
Yeah.
You just stand there and you look up into the skies and you go,
wow.
Anyone do that? Just me. But doesn't it make you think God the Creator created all of this? He is a wow God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And on my work computer, I actually have a picture of, like, the galaxy. And every time I log into my computer, I go, oh. It's a bit crowded with a lot of documents, but I can still see them. But I go, wow, God really is so big,
yeah.
So vast. All of our problems, all of our cares really are nothing.
Yeah.
Really, if we look at the vastness, the bigness of this great God, Creator God, that created you and me in His own image and His own likeness.
Mm.
Wow.
Wow.
That's good, right?
Yeah.
Number two, what else did we learn this year? Oh, this year was a year all about
foundation.
Okay.
Wow.
And what was, and who was the preacher that we learned foundation from?
Yeah.
Series called
Laying the Foundation.
Okay, laying on of hands was a specific one. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 talks about, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So, who is our foundation? We each and every one of us should know this off the back of our heads. It's Jesus Christ, okay? But do we truly believe it? Do we truly believe that Jesus is our foundation? That, next slide. This is the creative husband of mine. The foundation is Jesus. The pillars are what we hear and what we do. Then we have a covering, which is the roof. And if you have holes in your roof, what happens?
The rain leaks.
You leak, and then there will be flooding inside your house.
Yeah.
Okay? If the rain comes, the winds blow, the floods come. But if your foundation is solid on a rock, what will you end up to be? Happy!
Happy birthday.
You'll be happy.
Happy birthday.
You'll be happy because who is your foundation? Jesus is your foundation. And Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27 is where this verse comes from. And it says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. The rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew, and what happened? And it went boom! And it fell. And great was its fall. Okay? If we have a sure foundation, our sure foundation is Jesus Christ. We will be in harmony with Christ and His purpose. And His purpose is to seek God's kingdom first and His righteousness, which is found in Matthew 6, verse 33. It says, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So what should we seek first? Money? Gold? Chocolate?
No.
Jesus? And
righteousness.
And His righteousness. Okay? So what was point number one?
God is a creative God.
And what's number two?
God is our foundation.
Okay. I want to dwell a bit on God is our foundation, on the pillars, okay? We've talked a lot about God is our rock, but do you know what pillars are? Oh, we don't have pillars in this building, but okay. Pillars. The primary function of a pillar is to support. Support. If you don't have any support, then the roof will go and squash it down. Okay? So the primary purpose of a pillar is to support the structure, to support the roof, or else it's too heavy, okay? So, pillars. A pillar's treasure, our treasure, is to be found in heaven, not what is accomplished in this world. So what we hear, what we do, is all to be doing to build the kingdom of God. Because as Pastor was even just saying then, we don't know what's happening on with the Murdoch students. But we know that we will rejoice and we will see the rewards when we are in heaven. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. And it says, Matthew 6, verse 19 to 24, it says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So it's our... We have a command here as well. Where are we building up our treasure? Are we building up in what we see here? Or are we actually going to go back, study God's word, build up treasures in heaven, because those are more precious than gold and silver. Amen?
Amen?
I want to show you this next picture. This is... Does anyone know what it is?
It's in Spain.
What's it called?
Yes.
That's
right,
not familiar. Correct.
Wow.
Okay. So, this building is actually... It's still being constructed. 2026, it will be 100 years since it first started. But they're still building, okay? It's massive. This building is massive, okay? So, imagine if this building was built on sand.
Barcelona.
What would happen? Oh, great will be its fall. Great will be its fall. But if it's built on rock? Concrete? It should be strong. It's not a trick question. I'm not tricking you here. The concrete here is the same as in Spain. It's fine. Okay? I want to show you the inside of it. The inside of it, you can see that there are four pillars. Can you see the four pillars?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they have like tree branches branching out.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
reason they do that is because they're still constructing. So they need it to be support. They need to support all of the weight that it is. And that's amazing, isn't it? Because our pillars, we, as Dino's diagram is, we are to hear and do what God says. Where are we to store up our treasures? In heaven. And you think about all of these pillars. If they didn't have these pillars, you wouldn't have that beautiful building that you saw just then, right? So think about this. Even in your own life, If you build up your own pillars in your life, you will be as beautiful, or even more beautiful, as the building. Right? Do you want to be the most beautiful boy, girl, man, woman of God? Because of what you're building. It's not what you have here, but it's what you're building up in your spirit, man. It's what you're building up in prayer. It's what you're building up when you read the word. It's what you build up when you write scripture, even though sometimes you write a lot and it hurts your hand. But you're building up yourself, right? Because you can never discard that. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Number three, God is a great rewarder. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Is that it? That's it. No. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So God is truly a great rewarder. But we also have to play our part here as well. Okay? There are some requirements we need to do. Number one, we need to believe on who God is, on who Jesus is. That's for us to do. He can't do it. He can't do it himself. Okay? So that's for us to do. We have to believe in who God is. A second point is that we have to diligently seek him. Diligently seek him. When you do your schoolwork, when you do, I don't know, housework or whatever, you want to do it well, right? You want to do it a good job. Is that right? You don't want to do a half sweeping and then the other half is for... So Zachary does one half and then Ezekiel does the other half. I don't want to do that. I'm sure you don't want to do that as well. You want to do a good job, right? So if we diligently seek him, we have to do a very good job. Each and every one of us, we have to do it ourselves. Yeah? God is a great rewarder. Matthew 7 verse 9 to 11. It says, or what man is there among you who if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? I actually have a story, I guess you can put it, for this verse, okay? So when I was growing up, my dad would go to work and he would come back. Do you know what a Kinder Surprise is?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay, it's a chocolate with a toy inside, okay?
Yeah.
So dad, one day, I can't remember what day, it was a long time ago, okay? Dad went out to work and I don't know whether it was a long day or anything, but he came back and he says, Amy, Grace, get Grace as well. Amy, Grace, I have a surprise for you.
Ooh.
Is it, Dad?
Okay, you just wait till after dinner. Okay, Dad. Okay. So what is it, Dad? What is it, Dad? Dad? Hey, Dad. Dad? 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 During dinner. Dad? Dad? After dinner, can you wait? Can you be patient? After dinner, Dad went to the pantry. He pulled out two Kinder Surprises.
Wow.
Oh, my heart leaped for joy. I was so happy. It was a surprise that my dad gave me. And like, he didn't give a lot of chocolate and all of these, especially Kinder Surprise. They were like the creme de la creme of chocolates of those days, okay? They are the bee's knees. They are it, okay? So, you know what? You know, I was thinking about this story, and I was thinking, do we sometimes keep on... God says he is a great rewarder to each and every one of us. Do we sometimes pester him a bit too much? God, hello? God, hello, down here, God, you said you were a great rewarder, I'm still waiting. Do we sometimes do that?
Yeah.
Sometimes we do that, right? So you know what, God says he is a good rewarder, he is a great rewarder, so just believe it, yeah. just believe believe that He is a great rewarder.
Amen.
I want to end it off with this, with our testimony, okay? With Dino and I. Dino, okay, you ready? Dino and Amy's story. do you want to hear, or shall I just tell you? Amen. Okay, so let's start. Dino and Amy's story. Dino and Amy met 16 years ago?
18
years ago. Wow! We met 18 years ago, he came to church, and I always saw Dino as my older brother. So I call him Coco. Coco Dino. Coco Dino, Coco Dino, Coco Dino, Coco Dino, Coco Dino. Coco Dino. Okay, yeah, we got the point. Okay. Coco Dino, Coco Dino, Coco Dino, Coco Dino. And then one day, Amy Chichere was like, "You know what, God? You know." I'm doing this for effect, so it makes you listen.
Pause for effect.
Yes, God is a great rewarder. I'm getting that. So as I tell the story, God will reward you with the insight. Okay. So then there was a time, and then I was just thinking, like, oh, you know, you get to an age, and you're like, huh. Huh. Where, honestly, I think I would make a good wife. Okay? You'll get to that age, kids, but not yet. Wait. Okay, and I was just thinking, no offense, young leaders, boys, not much choice here.
Good, you know.
Gogodino! Plus, he doesn't meet my requirement. He's one age older than my 5 years. He's 6 years older, okay? So, that age should... No deal! You know what happened? Pastors actually approached me and they said, Amy, maybe you should seek the Lord and not just go willy-nilly after any person that you can find that is tall, has nice hair, doesn't smell, dresses nice. Okay? And I actually went up, I prayed, and I was like, my God, like, I know, okay, I don't want to get married now, it's okay, but like in the future, I want a man that is very, that just loves you. Okay? Wow. Once you pray that prayer, don't pray that prayer unless you want it answered. Okay? Don't just pray prayers if you don't want it answered. Okay? So what happened was, my eyes, I looked up and the veil was taken away. I think what really drew me towards Dino was just his pure love towards God.
Amen.
And we're going through the Song of Solomon now, and I'm this is really funny, but it's like we were talking about
my love, my family.
His locks of hair are as black as something. His cheeks are like the
spices.
Spices.
Samba.
So, you know, if you want more, we are willing to talk to you. But, like, truly, looking at this, even though this is not 2018 specific thing, it says, God is a great rewarder.
Amen.
I had my ideas of what I wanted.
Yeah.
But God doesn't work in what you want. Well, his thoughts are higher than your thoughts. He doesn't care what you want, whether the person is 5 years old. Good thing Dino has very good hygiene, so that's very good. But praise the Lord, it truly is, God is a great rewarder to those that seek and put him first.
Amen. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And now he's a great rewarder as well to just even us as we look forward to building our own family. It truly is just the grace and the love of God. And you know, we can't wait to bring this little boy or girl into the world and just give him or her back to God, because you know, it's not ours, it's for the glory of God.
Yeah, amen.
So what I want to just do, I want to go to...
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing the cat out of the bag. We always wonder how this happened.
Hey, I'm honest. I'm transparent here. But truly it is. It's don't limit God to what you think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because God is greater than what you ever think or imagine. And even when I just wake up, sometimes I wake up a bit earlier than him. And I just look at him and I go, I can't believe you're my husband.
She said to me straight. So
and then he does it to me and he goes, I can't believe you're my wife. So it's okay. Humor is good in a relationship, okay? So, our last point, and I want to make this very, very clear. 2018.
Yes!
You know how Dino said, does anyone like, yes! Coco blah 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 is there. Yes! Tisha blah 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 is there. Yes! Do you remember that last week?
Yeah.
And then he will say, do you say, yes, I'm going to church? Yes, I'm going to go and meet my creator.
Yes!
Did you do it today? Because I did. And I was like, yes, I'm going to go. Yes, I'm going to go. And I'm like, choo-choo, yes, I'm going to go. But yes, 2018 truly has been a wow year. But you know what? I look forward to 2019 because it will be even better and greater as we work to work as one family towards our destiny.
Amen.
So what I want to do is I want each and every one of us to stand up, and I want us your life. So if you're a woman, you say, I'm a strategic woman. If you're a man, you're a strategic man. And then you say, I am positioned in prophetic precision. Okay, can you do that?
Yeah.
Isaac, I think we need the...
Okay.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. I am positioned in prophetic position. I am creating significant moves. Out of our praise, the heavens are open for spirit demonstration, empowering his people to do an incredible work. Amen. Let's go one more time without this. I think we can do it.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's go. 1, 2, 3.
I am positioned in prophetic precision.
I am creating significant moves. Out of our praise, the heavens are open for spirit demonstration, empowering his people to do an incredible work.
Children to come forward.
Young leaders. Plus the children.
You know, 2019
KL is going to be. And Ipoh, Malaysia. Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be a year of the unexpected.
Amen.
Many things are going to take place. What Amy said was prophetic. I want to say, Isaac, can you put what I was saying? Can you put in Isaac? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, as I was seeking, and this time my devotion was more on the book of Colossians, against the Colossian heresy, and I was just saying, the Lord spoke to me. Okay, can you read it? This is what the Lord spoke to me just not too long ago. Okay, Colossians 2:10. Just can you go back to me?
You have everything when you have Christ. Whatever purpose God has placed in you on this earth, you have the capacity to accomplish that task. You are equipped to fulfill your call. You have God's word, God's spirit, and God's faith, God's grace.
So what are you waiting for?
Samuel.
Can be verbalized again. I think it's prophetic. I wrote it and just brought this. The Lord is speaking to us. Whatever you need in Christ is there complete. We are complete in Christ. Okay, read verbalize again.
Colossians 2:10.
You have everything when you have Christ. Whatever purpose God has given you for this earth, you have the capacity to accomplish that task. You are equipped to fulfill your call. You have God's word, God's spirit, and God's gift, God's grace. What are you waiting for?
We can do it. See, we can do it. Unexpected advancing in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Father, we thank you this morning. You have prophetically spoken now and for eternity.
Yes. Yes.
Things and dimension in the message. Lord, we as a church of Jesus Christ called to be here.
Yeah.
Lord, with the vision of Malaysia, Singapore, and Australia, key nation to reach Asia and the world. Now, Lord, we declare that you have equipped us, you are complete in Christ, and we ask for your special grace, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit to move into the dimension in the heavens, to see God and to fulfill what you've called us for. In Jesus' name. I speak resurrection life. Signifying your ministry.
Yes.
The calling.
Amen.
My name is Joseph Miss Increase, but the other name is also God Increase. There is a dimension. Look at your name and say, Lord, I want to fulfill my destiny.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Channel, healing. Healing wealth is a channel of wealth, healing, and increase.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
About Jesus. It's about Jesus and his church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
So it's about him and us. So happy birthday to him. 2,000 years ago also happy birthday to him. Happy birthday.